Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, Venus enters Aries, and we also have a solar eclipse in Aries. And technically, we have Mercury retrograde in Aries as well. But in case you missed it, last week we did the Mercury retrograde deep dive a week early. So if you want to know more about Mercury retrograde, then definitely check out last week's episode before diving into this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week we have another episode coming out in our planetary return series. This is the second to last episode in the series. We will talk about your Venus return and how it affects you.
And speaking of Venus, let's talk about Venus in Aries. So Venus enters Aries on April 5th at midnight Eastern Standard Time. Per usual, the date and time are from the website astroseek.com. And yes, that could mean April 4th if you're on a different coast. What you need to know, Aries, a fire sign, is a very assertive energy that is known for being bold, independent, and sometimes a little impulsive. When Venus, the planet of relationships, money, and creativity, enters the sign of Aries, we combine the Aries energy with the Venus energy, allowing for more passion, spontaneity, and eagerness when it comes to our relationships, finances, and creativity.
How this affects you is you will be feeling more extroverted and direct in expressing yourself and your needs. You might feel more comfortable or willing to express yourself and to be open with others. You also might find that you're feeling a little bit more ambitious to pursue the things that you enjoy and passionate about your hobbies.
So why this matters? During this transit, there might be a tendency to prioritize independence and personal freedom in your relationships. So it's going to be really important that you allow yourself the space to be yourself and pursue your individual goals while still maintaining your relationships. Venus is also our financial habits. So it's important to be mindful if you're feeling drawn to make bold purchases, that you're thinking things thoroughly and not getting a little too carried away with the spontaneous energy in the air.
Something you might not know is that Venus is in detriment in Aries. That means that it's not able to express itself fully and it's not the most comfortable when it's in that sign. Venus represents our relationships and harmony, while Aries is more about being direct and independent. So when these energies start mixing, it can create some tension between your desire for harmony and also your need to be independent. This is a time when you might struggle to find balances in between these two energies. So just keep that in mind if you do feel like you are experiencing some conflicting feelings or situations where you're unsure if it's best to put your needs first or the needs of others.
If you're wondering how long Venus in Aries lasts, Venus will enter Taurus on April 29th at 7:32 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you have between April 4th/5th, depending on your time zone, up until April 29th to experience Venus in Aries.
And per usual, certain signs are affected more than others. The signs that are most affected by Venus in Aries are Aries, Libra, Cancer, and Capricorn placements. By placements, we mean Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, or Mars placements only.
And since this is a Venus transit, certain rising signs are more likely to find love. And those are going to be Libra rising, since Venus will be in their seventh house of relationships, and Sagittarius risings, because Venus will be in the fifth house of romance. And that is rising sign only. Now, there are some key dates you're going to want to pay attention to while Venus is in Aries. The first one you'll want to pay attention to is April 6th. Venus will sextile Pluto. This aspect can bring some depth and intensity to our relationships, as Venus exile Pluto encourages us to have deeper conversations and get to know people on a more emotionally intimate level. This is a really good time to strengthen our relationships and pave the way for growth and renewal within our connections.
And then on April 17th, Venus will be conjunct the North Node. This can be a very significant day in your relationship or in your personal growth journey. The North Node represents your path in life and where you're headed. This aspect with Venus will bring more attention towards and guide us towards experiences in our relationships that align with our path. This also can highlight the importance of your personal values and any desires you have to learn something new or go on a spiritual journey.
So the next thing that happens this week is the solar eclipse in Aries on April 8th at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm sure you probably heard about this since it's supposedly going to be visible in North America. What you need to know. Solar eclipses are very powerful, supercharged new moons, essentially, that mark the beginning of a brand new cycle. In Aries, the sign of initiative, courage, and leadership, this eclipse signals a time for brand new beginnings in regards to your self-expression, personal goals, and independence. Aries is known for being a really bold energy that can take charge and take initiative. So during the solar eclipse in Aries, there can definitely be a strong emphasis on taking action, searching for and taking advantage of brand new opportunities, and initiating change. This is definitely a time for setting intentions, thinking about what projects you want to start next or what goals you'd like to go after with a little bit more determination and courage.
How this affects you. The Aries energy is going to ask you to embrace your individuality and express yourself. At the time of this eclipse, you're going to explore your passions, personal strengths, and align your actions with your authentic self. It's also a good time for self-discovery. Keep in mind that solar eclipses are usually a period of release and transformation. So as the old cycles are ending and new ones begin, this is a good time to let go of anything that no longer serves you so that you can be your most authentic self.
So why this matters? Solar eclipses tend to also have a collective impact outside of just how it affects us on a personal level. So you might notice certain events or trends happening in society or in the world around you. This could look like different changes in attitude towards independence or leadership. You might notice in your immediate circle or in the world around you that there might be some changes in regards to leadership, our attitudes towards leadership, or even our attitudes towards independence and just assertiveness in general.
Something you might not know is that eclipses can bring about rapid changes, unexpected events, and really intense emotions. As mentioned earlier, this can be a very transformative time. However, this is different than a typical new moon because it's not typically recommended to set new intentions or start anything new in the moment because things can be changing quickly and unexpected things might occur.
Certain signs will be affected by this eclipse more than others. Those signs are going to be Aries, Libra, Cancer, and Capricorn, personal placements. And by that, we mean Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, and or Mars placements should feel this eclipse a little bit more intensely. Now, there is one aspect to this solar eclipse that adds a little bit more depth. And that aspect is going to be that the Sun and Moon are conjunct Mercury retrograde. Given that the Sun represents our identity and the Moon symbolizes our emotions, when it's conjunct Mercury retrograde, which is encouraging us to be introspective. We might be thinking more about who we are and how we feel and how we'd like to communicate that with the world.
Even though Aries is asking us to be very authentic and direct, the Mercury retrograde energy combined with the eclipse can make things a bit more challenging. So it's really important that you are paying attention to your intuition and taking a step back before making any decisions. This is a good time to reflect because of the retrograde energy. So with that being said, it can be a good time to journal, reflect, or meditate before making any long-term decisions.
And that is it for this week's episode. And again, just a reminder, next week we'll be continuing in our planetary return series, talking all about Venus returns. So definitely make sure that you're following us, subscribed with notifications turned on so you don't miss when we post next week. But that is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday.